Bros. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
Done with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed. Let's
go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. How are we doing?
Morning.
Hello. Doing great.
Yeah.
You know, Meg, that was a very energetic hello.
Oh,
good morning, considering you've just been throwing up for the last hour.
Half an hour.
Are you okay?
I think so. I don't know. I'm here, though.
See, if I started vomiting at work, this is what I don't get. That is when you grab the neck, the golden goose by the neck, and you go home.
No,
take the sick day, girl.
I don't do that.
You get no points for sitting here.
But I just can't. I don't like not being at work.
Do you want a bucket?
Look, if we can get a range of bucket, I might use it later.
Oh, God. Because that will. If you do it in here, then I will feel.
And you'll probably feel sick too, actually. If
it's
I do it in
reaction.
Here, I'll run. I'll run to the bathroom. It's not that far away.
Oh, sorry. That was me just.
Oh, God.
Don't. I don't do well when other people are doing that nearby.
No.
Well, I know what I'm going to be doing all morning.
Fake ones are fine, actually. You can do that all you want.
I really feel clammy now.
Just thinking about it.
I think it's just me, like...
You're a bit of a nervous... You're a bit of a nervous, sick person,
Well, we went
Maddie.
To the pub last night.
Yeah.
And had burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you thought it was the burgers, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
But Crevo and I are fine.
Yeah. I feel good as gold.
I don't know what it is.
You need the seasickness tablets. They are great.
Yeah.
A little blue pill, I think.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Feel a lot better after that.
That was it. Oh, well, we were together last night.
There's
a pointless chat.
Yep.
We already know. Jess, good morning. How are you?
Great,
Pointless
throw up
chat.
Here. It's all great.
And a separate room as well in case something does go down.
Yeah.
I can't see you. That's good because I would also,
Around the team, if you start, getting sick at work, are you a big I'll go home person, Jess?
Never used to be, but these days,
Yeah, what about you, Jackson?
Never used to be, but on, definitely am now.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Yep.
Wonder what happened.
That's what you get sick days for.
Use them.
Oh, I don't know if I've got any left.
That's fine. I just hope you're not contagious the weekend's
coming
up.
Yeah, that's my only concern.
Oh,
that
thanks. My birthday this weekend.
I know.
Jeez.
Maybe I should. I don't know.
Oh, if you feel sick.
Yeah.
Then go home.
It's really too late now for everyone in that studio, though. Never been more grateful to be away from you three.
You were in here.
Yeah, I know. I opened the... I don't know if anyone's seen. Sorry, Meg, I didn't want to make you feel bad, but I did it quite discreetly. I opened the door using my jacket to cover my hand, came back down here and sanitised and sprayed some Glen 20 on my face.
Wait, there's sanitizer here. There's Glen 20. You guys are good.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, kicking off the show this morning. How would you like some free fuel? The prices are still sky high. You can win it with us next with Lads versus Lasses. The Lads are actually evening things up now, guys. 26 points to 25. We need one guy, one girl to play if you want to have a go. 13-10-09 is our number. The Lads are really picking it up this year. I'm very proud of you boys out there. It's
the
good.
Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game, the Lads. If we win today, we even the score up to 26 apiece again, for a $50 Ampol fuel card. Now, Meg's left us. I think she's in the bathroom still.
That's all right. We go on.
Meg, we're sending our love. I know you can hear us in there.
Exactly. We'll continue on.
Yeah, let's meet our lad first up.
Yeah,
over
absolutely.
To you
it's Anthony from Cessnock. Says, it is another day in paradise. He's a truckie fired up by shit drivers. He usually works through his sickness and thinks Meg should tough it out.
Oh,
I disagree, Anthony, but hello.
Come on, Novos, or most years.
Yeah, two out of three ain't bad. That's what they say. Are you ready to grab a point and a $50 fuel card this morning?
Buddy, try my best, and at the rate of the fuel prices, yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
You know, Anthony is a, like, classic lads versus lasses player. You've been playing for ages, and you always do really well, Anthony. I'm confident in you.
Oh, it's 50-50 at the minute.
Yeah, that's all right, mate.
That's all right. We'll take those odds. All right, question number one for you. What flavour juice is in a tequila sunrise?
Orange.
Sure is. One on the board. Good start, just saying. All right, number two. Which star sign is represented by a bull?
Taurus.
Of course it is. Oh. Can you believe this? This is called a hot streak right here. All right, next one, multiple choice. Which actress played Ally in the movie The Notebook? Was it A, Lindsay Lohan, B, Rachel McAdams, or C, Emma Stone?
Oh, yeah, B, for some reason.
Absolutely right.
Lindsay!
Yeah.
I can't even believe this. You're an absolute genius, my friend.
How great. Chloe from Maitland has a battle on her hand. She's a cleaner and on her way to work right now. She reckons Meg should go home because she has the ladies' backs. She's 35. She's got 3 kids and a weak bladder.
Oh.
Says she has wet herself in public multiple times. Welcome to the show, Chloe.
Chloe!
Thanks, guys.
Chloe wasn't expecting such a hype up,
give
were
us,
you?
Give us,
no.
Give us the most awkward place you've wet yourself, Chloe.
A shopping centre.
Do you remember what shop? Were you in some, like, fancy David Jones store or something?
No, it was
just
in Green Hills.
Oh, okay. Well, I reckon lots of people doing that.
Couldn't be at all in time, so yeah, just
went
home.
Oh, God. Look, life can be a cruel mistress, can't it?
It sure can.
Hey, we need all 3 right today, Chloe. Look, fingers crossed for you.
Yep.
Question number one. What does the company Prorack make? P-R-O-R-A-C-K. Prorack.
Never heard of them, but I'm going to take a wild guess. Racks?
You know what? I'm going to say yes. Yeah, it's roof racks. I mean, yeah, good work.
All right. What does a catalytic converter do on a car?
A
catalytic converter. It's something to do with the exhaust.
Oh, good clue.
What does it do?
You've lost
it,
haven't you?
No, no.
I love your really vague answers.
Yeah, I know. Something to do with the car?
Sorry,
yeah, of course
Chloe.
It is.
Anthony wins for the lads!
Lads. 3 out of 3. Actually amazing. Ooh.
Awesome. Thank you, lads.
You know it. Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks
for that.
Have
a great day, man. Hey, coming up next, we're going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It.
Mm.
Meg does have something up there, but
I think Meg's...
You better go and check when
Meg's next segment might be from the car ride on the way home, I think.
Yeah, we better go and check it out. Poor bugger.
Poor
nothing
Meg.
Worse. Do you know what? They shouldn't take a sick day from her because she's come to work for more than an hour.
I agree with that.
Don't
and
you
that
reckon?
Should be absolute law.
The Novo.
Meg's back.
Yeah, I'm back. For now.
You look like a lovely shade of yellow there.
Oh, what?
Beautiful. Appreciate it. Well, yesterday, I went and had a look at another property to hopefully move into very, very soon. Interestingly enough...
Location-wise...
Next door to you, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, so funny. So, Crevo took me over there, got to introduce me to the people who own the house.
Neighbours, yeah.
This is the granny flat out the back.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, come on through. Come and have a look at the granny flat. And Crevo was like, okay.
Exactly, because I've never seen inside the granny flat.
The old rubberneck Crevo.
Yeah, so we had to have a quick look. I want to get your thoughts on it, actually, Crevo, the little granny flat.
Look, quite small, but...
It's just me.
But, well organised.
Yes.
Good design.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a space that size, I'd be proud of the design if I did it.
So very small. So like basically it's just one giant big room.
Yeah.
You've got the kitchen, you've got the little bed, like a nook for your bed. Lots of storage actually.
Built-in cupboards. Yeah,
yeah. For a very small like granny flat, lots of storage, but like all of the current tenant stuff was everywhere. So I've got a feeling like it'll look even bigger once his stuff
is cleared out.
A bit of a hoarder.
I think because he's got kids.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff for the kids and all that kind of stuff. So it's just me and the birds,
now,
really.
To the disappointment of many around this office, you did tell me yesterday that this place has no oven, so you won't be baking any cupcakes for us anymore.
I know. Although, I do have microwave cupcake trays.
Not as
that
good.
Fit in the microwave. They're actually not too bad.
Just go into Crevo's house.
Well, that's what I said. I'll just
for
stop
a
him.
Small tax of one cupcake per dozen.
Yeah, per dozen.
You can use your
extra that I bring in here.
Yeah, you can use your use the oven. That's fine.
So the news is relatively good. So they've said basically they'll call me today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they'll tell me yes or no today, but most likely yes.
I'm glad. That's
so
great.
I get
that
to live
good.
Right next door to is really, really sad. I'm more excited to live next door to Molly than
you. Hey,
because I saw her yesterday and she was so excited.
Yeah, she loves you.
But the thing that I love the most is because I've lived in the city for 5 years now. When I was in the backyard of this place, all I could hear were birds everywhere. And my heart just melted.
Well, because there are a lot of, like, native trees around and stuff.
You had some fenny flutters yesterday when you heard those birds.
Oh, it was like there were lorikeets and there were magpies. Tingly. And it was just like, and there was, like, baby magpies too. So there's a family in the tree. I just thought this is the place I need to be in.
Crevo's Street, soon to be your street as well.
Mm.
Is beautiful.
Probably the worst in magpie swooping season.
Oh no! I'll start feeding them, and then
don't, because there's like a big. There was too many magpies at one point, and it was upsetting some of the other neighbours because someone was feeding them.
Oh yeah. Well, that's going to be me. Just putting it out there, but hopefully find out today. The funny thing is, though, I did get approved for two other rentals, and I've already told them, nah. So I'm kind of banking.
Oh, you're hedging all your bets not even hedging.
Yeah, I'm kind of banking on this one.
You've put all your money on the one that they've said will let you know.
She was quite positive about it, so.
Hey, good luck.
I feel like do you think that it would feel awkward, Crevo, seeing that you're quite close to your neighbours who own this place, if they did say no?
Well, it's their property. I can't really tell them who to...
Yeah.
Like... Mm. All I can do is give the recommendation I gave.
Yeah.
If they don't want you in there, I can't really control
them. That's
true.
Well, fingers crossed. Apparently, if I get it, I move in like 2 and a bit weeks. So...
Awesome.
I might have to hit you up for some moving in your van.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Nice.
Happy to help.
You going to help too, Maddie?
Yeah, of course.
It's easy for me to go home afterwards.
Yeah.
Don't you love... This is why you should never buy a van, folks, because you'll forever be the friend with the van.
The good thing is that mine is just boxes. This place is furnished, so there's no furniture to move. It's just boxes. I have a lot of clothes, though, so have fun.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You'll be lifting them mostly. Yeah. The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Crevo. To wake you up. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
A story up next from TikTok. This girl essentially got a sleep recording app and caught these like whispers in the night. And thought, oh, that's something weird going on, like a ghost.
Ghost.
Right? She...
scary.
We've got a bit of audio from her explaining what happened here.
I was on TikTok one day scrolling, and those advertisements always pop up about, like, record yourself sleep at night and hear yourself fart or something. So I wanted to do that. And I did hear myself snore, but I started hearing this really weird voice, like, whispering. And this happened for, like, 3 days in a row. And I was like, oh, my gosh, there is a ghost in the house. I thought there was a ghost because my mother-in-law has always been so sweet to me. She still is to this day because, like I said, I haven't confronted her.
My gosh.
To my face. She'll be like, oh,
sorry.
Mother-in-law.
The way this, the way she's telling this story is very annoying.
For
but
the first couple of days, like if it's magically stopped,
still going.
But then,
look, I'm gonna make
let
it
go, and we'll continue.
I'm gonna make it a lot more concise and better.
Out of work late. No, she started hovering over me.
It wasn't a ghost that was whispering in her sleep. It was her mother-in-law, and she caught her on camera.
Oh, right? Wow.
Okay, was she sleepwalking or something, or was she legit just being a cow to the...
No, she was just going in there at night and whispering mean things in her ear, like, you're ugly and stuff. really, really, that's pretty bad. She caught her on camera doing it because she wanted to know, oh, maybe I can get the motion sensor to get the ghost, right?
Yeah.
But it turns out to be the mother-in-law. Oh,
the mother-in-law is going to be a ghost. Oh, wouldn't you break up with the partner? When your mother's that much of a...
Or move out.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Let's be real.
But if your mother hates you that much, she's coming into your bedroom at like 3 o'clock in the morning to tell you you're ugly.
Deal.
I'd leave.
We're going to get into this more because there's a lot to unpack when people are watching you in your sleep.
Yeah.
I feel like... I've heard a couple of these stories. Mother-in-laws are terrible. I'm so glad I don't have one. Honestly.
I was quite lucky with my last mother-in-law, so.
Were you?
Yeah.
Pretty good overall.
She was quite good. Quite good.
Yeah, one of my last ones, she was a real cow.
Yeah.
I've
had two cows.
Well,
Moo. The Novos. Okay, we're talking horror mother-in-laws now. The Novos.
This story's crazy. So this girl was like, oh, got one of those apps that records while you sleep to try and catch some funny snoring or whatever. Catches all these whispers. You're ugly. You're not good enough. You shouldn't be here. Get out of my house now. Thought it was a ghost. It was the mother-in-law.
That's so creepy.
That old Voldemort.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been watching Harry Potter lately?
Get out of my house. You are not good enough, you piece of shit. That's the sort of stuff. And she still hasn't confronted her.
Wow.
And the mother-in-law is acting so sweet and innocent, right? But behind her back is whispering all these things. She's got video evidence.
I would love to just pretend I'm asleep and then pretend to have a night terror and just scare the crap out of her.
Oh, that's quite funny as well. But a lot of effort. Bad mother-in-law situations. Feel free to join the show if you've got one. How have you guys gone with mother-in-laws over the journey?
So my first real mother-in-law was when I was 18, and within a month of me dating her son, she had a hissy fit, kicked him out, and insisted that he lived with me. A month.
Why?
Because I don't know.
She's You're 18 like, years of age.
She had her own issue. So, yeah, he moved in with me after a month.
Oh, my God.
And then he never wanted to go back there because she was a bit of a cow.
Oh, wow. So even he thought so.
Even he thought so. And then by the time I, you know, grew a pair and kicked him out, he didn't want to go back, so he got his own house.
Never went back.
And
some would say that's good parenting.
But it's so funny, though.
Self-sufficient.
My father-in-law. Lovely guy. The mother-in-law, total cow.
Wow. Happens sometimes.
Yeah.
My first partner, right, they were up in Queensland. And, okay, this is going to be a weird reference, but I think you guys will get it.
Mm.
They lived on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, and the mother-in-law was like, you know, in her late 40s, very fit, almost like Lisa Curry Kenny vibes, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
It's that real sporty, annoying type of person.
Yeah, always out.
Leather handbag.
Out for a run at all times.
Absolutely. Yeah. With the visor on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always in active wear. Anyway, she didn't like the cologne I used to wear. I can't remember what it was.
At that time.
And she kept buying me for like a year, right?
Different colognes.
The cologne she wanted me to wear.
Oh, wow.
And then she would always ask whenever I spoke with her.
Are you wearing the cologne?
Have you finished your bottle yet? Like, make sure you wear it. It's good. It's good. It's beautiful. I used to think that was so insulting. Like, yeah. Do I stink? To be fair, I was wearing Jupe at the time.
See, she I
was
love Jupe, though.
Nah, Jupe, it is bad.
Nah.
But, like, don't tell me what the bloody spray in my body.
Cringe. Question for you. Is the cologne she suggested the one you wear to this day?
Oh, maybe.
She got in your head.
It worked. Oh, my God. Wow. I think we just, like, tapped into a little bit of your psyche just then.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, explain further.
Well, no, I just think that, I don't know, something affected you there.
Okay, so.
It was bullying.
Now I know that, we're going to go to Maya and we're going to pick a different perfume.
I think
it
might.
Oh, I like Maya.
It does smell nice, but I don't like the backstory.
Neither do I. Yeah, well, it feels like, I don't know.
I was never good enough for her son.
Mm.
When we broke up, I gave her a piece of my mind. I was like, he's a piece of shit. Look at the dog you've raised.
Wow. I wonder how that went down.
He's still a dog, are you?
No.
Not your problem anymore.
Don't we love mother-in-laws? What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Julie Bishop has opened up about how Shane Warne helped her negotiate with a gang in Zimbabwe. It's fascinating.
Okay.
Also, too, Kylie Jenner is opening up about her baby's name. You know how she called her baby Wolf?
Yeah. I'll
give you some details on that next.
The Novos. Cameron, just stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Okay, producer Jackson, tell me, please, that you know the new name of Kylie Jenner's baby. Is it Wolf?
No, well, look, it was Wolf. So I felt so bad for everybody in the Hidden Hills because when that kid gets called for dinner... How horrible to have to hear that every night. I know she's come out and she has put on her Instagram story. She's like, I just really want to let everybody know, FYI, our son's name isn't Wolf anymore. We just really didn't feel like it fits him. Just wanted to share this because I keep seeing Wolf everywhere.
Well, that's because you called your kid Wolf. Yeah. That's probably why.
So no one knows what the new name is, but I'm calling it. That's a massive publicity stunt, and it's all because this new TV show launches April 9.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh,
and you know what's going to happen? You know, she's not going to release the name until the TV show, and the only place you're going to find it is the TV show.
Yeah, she also released a 10-minute video on Instagram about the birth of the baby, and there's reports that her and Travis Scott have been secretly married as well.
Oh.
What?
Yes. So it's a lot. There's a lot going on there.
You're a big Kardashian fan, Jackson. You've said in the past you won't be watching the new show.
No, I'm over them.
You know what? So am I.
I would never mock Kylie Jenner by talking like this before.
But now.
It was a good take on her, though, to be fair. Very proud.
Solid. That's really the star of this segment today. Is Kylie
not the, not the actual goss impersonation.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, I think this next story is pretty great. So everyone's remembering Shane Warne in their own way. Mm. And I feel like everyone has a story. Like, the amount of people coming out of the woodwork with stories. Stories about Shane Warne. I'm like, wow, this guy was very popular. Julie Bishop's opened up and reflected about how he helped her negotiate with a gang in Zimbabwe.
We were in the Chimanimani Mountains. It was the most rural, isolated part of Zimbabwe. And there were some war veterans that had taken over a commercial farm. And it was pretty scary, but I had to interview them, kind of like bikies, tats and no teeth and everything and chains around their neck. And the leopard, he was the leader, the leopard glared at me and said, "You Brit." And I thought, whoop, here's my moment. And I said, "No, I'm Australian." And he looked at me, looked at the others, and he said, "Shane Warne!" And apparently Warney had played in Zimbabwe during the 90s, and everybody in Zimbabwe just fell in love with the great man.
Isn't it amazing the impact that one man in sport can have on the world?
That's crazy.
What a great story. Insane.
Also, what's more amazing is a white, rich woman describing a bikie.
Yeah, no teeth, chains around his neck.
Tattoos.
Tattoos.
So many tattoos.
Look, it's been fascinating. But like, look, it happens when any famous figure dies, right? We appreciate them more after they've
gone.
Lived. But wow, you're so right. Just looking at his funeral, seeing pictures on the news and stuff the other day, such a like wide mix of people from
That's
totally
right.
different backgrounds. Like Danny Minogue was there, Eddie McGuire, like two completely different people.
Yeah.
Touched a lot of people.
Yep.
Different industries. Yeah, I think, yeah, wow, nice guy.
What a, just a fascinating situation.
The public memorial soon, isn't it?
It is. People are fighting over tickets to get to that. God. I mean, they're free, but you do need tickets, and apparently there's not enough to go around. There's something supposed to be like 60,000 people there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's crazy.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
The guy was,
do you know what
very influential.
I went into a YouTube hole the other day about Shane Warne. As you know, if you listen to this show, we're not massive sports fans, but I'm like fascinated with some things. I was watching this documentary. So back in like the golden age of Australian Test cricket, like in the 90s and early 2000s, like Steve Waugh was the captain, Mark Waugh, Warnie on the team, Glenn McGrath, all those classics. Apparently, Warnie and Steve Waugh had this massive rivalry, hated each other.
Wow.
And he wasn't at the funeral.
Yeah, I
really
go to the funeral. I've seen that he gave a message, but
that's not the same.
Wouldn't you think that you'd put that aside?
You would think so.
In this time, absolutely.
But then again, I think maybe if I didn't have like the best relationship with somebody, do I want them at my funeral?
Yeah.
Also, a good point. Maybe you thought, you know what, it's a sign of respect.
Yeah.
I won't go. Because probably if that feud was happening, his friends and family, like Shane Warne's friends and family, wouldn't want him there as well.
True.
You know, like, what's this guy doing here? Like, they never got on.
I did think of that when I was seeing, you know, that Labor senator who died, Kimberly Kitchen?
Yeah.
Her funeral the other day, the big news at the moment in the Labor Party is apparently Penny Wong, Christina Keneally, and I think it's Katie Gallagher, all other senators, bullied her to, like, the nth degree before she passed away. But they were all at her funeral.
Oh.
And I thought, you know, the optics of that, probably worse than them not going.
Yeah.
God, it's very complicated. It's weird, like, you can have so much effect when you've already passed away.
Thank you, Jackson.
Welcome.
Very contemplative what's the goss this morning.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now,
of course, there's been a big story the last week or so. Our goat, Caramilk, the show goat, had to move out of Nathan's place because he was moving to a smaller place with no yard, basically.
Yeah.
And a goat needs a bit of room to roam.
Yes.
What other radio show do you know that has a show goat?
No.
I can't name another one.
It's
Couldn't
only
tell
us.
You. Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's unique. It's good. And
it's different.
It
Not
is.
To mention one that you traded for a couple of blocks of chocolate.
Well, that was our currency at the time.
Yeah.
And you got to use what you've got.
Exactly.
Luckily, we had a call from Piper, who said her dad had a karate studio with some spare land at the back with other goats, and volunteered to take care of Caramilk going forward. Amazing. Now, what we found out is Caramilk has bonded with another goat called Milo.
So cute.
Another food-based goat name. How good is that, right?
Top of the food pyramid?
Yeah.
Caramilk and Milo.
Yeah, exactly. Now, of course...
Two amazing things, by the way.
Yeah, both of them great.
That we should combine one day.
And we threw it out there just as a joke. Oh, maybe this sounds like a bit of a kid's book. These two could have an adventure together. Well, good news, everyone. We've written the book. The book has been written. We're going to talk more about it next and read you this story. It's a bit of fun.
The Novos.
We have a very exciting project that we've been working on.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Tell us more, please.
Of course. So, Caramilk is our show goat. We traded Caramilk for a few bars of Caramilk chocolate. And Caramilk had been being looked after by Nathan in his yard. Now, Nathan needed to move house. So, he said, look, we need a new home. And luckily, Piper called and said, hey, The caramel, the goat can live with our other goats.
The perfect home.
At the back of a karate studio.
Yeah, they've got like a field there with a bunch of other goats and they love these goats. Like, they take great care of them. So I thought, what a perfect home for caramel. Now, caramel got there over the weekend and met up with another goat called Milo. Now, caramel and Milo apparently have gotten on famously.
Yeah.
Really good friends. Caramel girl goat and Milo boy goat. And they've just really gotten on. So we thought, it's a cute name right there. Let's make a children's book about these two
about
and their adventures.
About
and
their friendship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've written here the story. We sort of brainstormed this yesterday.
Yeah.
And let's read it.
So, okay, story time.
Yep.
Should we get on the ground and cross our
legs?
I think so, yeah.
It's time. Here we go.
I'll crank some kids' music behind it. Perfect, right? Here we go.
Caramilk was a happy goat who lived in Nathan's yard. One day, the Novos got a phone call saying Caramilk needed a new home. Piper said Caramilk could come and live with the other goats in the field behind the karate studio. Caramilk had to live in a separate yard next to the other goats for one night. Milo was a horny goat with big horns and winked at Caramilk through the gap in the fence. Wink! Caramilk jumped in a puddle. Uh-oh, so wet now. They both wondered when their gate would be open. The next morning, the gate was opened. Morning glory! Wow, what a big horn you have, Caramilk said to Milo. You're so beautiful, Caramilk. You're not as hairy as the other goats I've seen, Milo said. Oops, they are both wet now from the puddle this time. The other goats watched Milo and Caramilk play for hours. Wow, it's dinner time. Caramilk had the sausage, Milo had the fish. Lick, lick, yum, yum, they both said. The end.
Oh, what a beautiful love story.
Isn't that lovely? Two goats becoming friends and having dinner together.
So cute. I love how the music just
It's all timed.
That was so good. What's our next step now? Because that's a great story.
I think we need to turn this into a proper book.
I think we do. So what I'm thinking is we need, like, an illustrator or something.
That's the next step.
Who can help us, like, bring Caramilk and Milo to life.
So maybe you're
picture form.
Some sort of artist, or you do amazing if you do kids' books illustrations.
Oh, how good would that be?
That'd be the dream. But maybe you're just an artist who thinks you can do this. Bring this story to life.
Kids' book illustrations, not that hard, I don't think.
We'll
lots of, like, watercolours and stuff.
Lots of blues and...
Yeah, greens.
Yeah. Well, I reckon if we get some nice photos of Caramilk and of Milo, and we can give them, like, a reference guide of what we want.
We'll put that on our Instagram.
Yeah.
At @novos_.
Yeah.
Have a look at that and submit if you've got some ideas, drawings, or you know someone who could do this.
Yeah.
Because we'd love to turn this book into a real thing.
That'd be cool. Maybe even an e-book.
Yeah.
That you can have on, like, a Kindle or something.
I can see future adventures of these two as well.
Yeah.
Just putting that
Maybe
out there.
Maybe we can take them on tour.
Amazing.
Yeah.
A book tour.
Yeah.
All of this is possible.
Around primary schools across the land.
How about just one school, maybe? Or a library or something.
This is going to be a bestseller.
It could well be.
That's the thing. It's going to become a bestseller.
See, I feel like we should be selling this book to a publisher.
Well, maybe we can.
Maybe. You know, it's our go.
Exactly.
But we need to, you know,
earn a few dollars out of this whole situation. I'm not against that, as you well know.
Hey, coming up next, Meg, of course, you are off to Sydney this weekend to appear on Channel 7's The Chase.
Yes.
You get to meet Larry.
I know. I'm actually really excited about
Hello,
that.
Larry.
Hello, hi, Larry. Hi.
I can't wait to see this. So, Meg, tell us about what you do.
Work with two really, really strange people on the radio.
what a bunch of fun.
Yeah. No, apparently,
how are those early starts? You must drink a lot of coffee.
Coffee. Toast. Yeah. Hey, so yesterday here on the show, what we did was, you're not really training for this. You're just going in like
blind.
Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do this week is just give you some like questions to see if you get better each day, because I think the more general knowledge questions we like put to you under like the pressure of a time limit, I feel like you'll sort of get quicker and get more, you know, lubricated for the the whole thing.
To be fair, imagine if some of the questions you ask me I actually get asked on the show. Like, how good would that be?
Well, these questions are from the official 10th anniversary The Chase quiz book.
They probably don't repeat questions.
They might.
Unfortunately.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got... yesterday, you earned $10,000. Pretend $10,000. Yeah. So you got five questions right in 1 minute.
Yeah.
We want to see if you can beat that today.
Okay.
Weekend for the rest of the week.
Build you up to
like a good amount.
Yeah.
We'll be happy.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Well, Creebo's apparently taking 10%.
Well, yeah, so we only take a small commission.
Why are you taking it?
Why not?
Because
I just said it.
I've just sourced all the questions.
Why don't you jump in and get your own 10%?
I'll take the book earnings then.
Or you take 10% of my 10%.
We'll do another quiz. It's for Meg. The Chase next with the Novos.
The Novos.
Now, Meg, you're off to the Chase this weekend, which is very exciting. Hopefully you win lots of money.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, I hope you win big.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Now, you're not doing any training at home, which I find a bit weird because,
watching the show.
You're going on television. You need to get your nose in a quiz book with your bum up and just learn some questions.
That's what I would have thought would be like job number one.
See, I'm very much a wing it kind of person.
Cash
is on the line, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what my friend said to me the other day, actually? Because I told him that you had asked us to apply as well.
Yeah.
And which we didn't, of course.
Yeah.
He said, look, wouldn't you feel embarrassed if you went on and you just made a total fool of yourself?
Yeah.
That's my paranoia. Well, thank you for the, you know,
vote of confidence
in my quiz abilities.
Yeah.
But Meg, we're trying to get you to a point where you can go in this weekend at filming and go, man, I've got this.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is that we have a minute on the clock. We're going to replicate one of the games on The Chase.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the cash build around.
Yeah.
This is what sets you up on the show. Yesterday, we had a minute on the clock and you got five questions right and earned yourself $10,000 because it's $2,000 per correct answer.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
So, we've got another bunch of questions today. The aim is to get you over $10,000.
You said by the end of the week you want me up around 18.
I think you need to be up there. Then you're very competitive.
Yeah.
Shall we do it again?
Let's go.
Ready to roll.
Now, Crevo's keeping the time.
Mm-hmm.
Apologise in advance for any stupid answers because you're under pressure. Under pressure, you say silly things.
Don't apologise, just focus.
Yes.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes, Crevo. Mm.
Here we go, okay. Meg, on the chase.
Yeah.
All right, question number one. What does WWW stand for in a website browser?
World Wide Web.
Correct.
$2,000.
How long is an Olympic swimming pool in metres?
50.
Correct.
$4,000.
What countries made up the original Axis powers in World War II? Three countries.
America, Australia, England.
Incorrect. What geometric shape is generally used for stop signs?
Hexagon.
Incorrect. Octagon. What is cinephobia?
Fear of cinemas.
Incorrect. Fear of dogs. What is the name of the man who launched eBay in 1995?
Absolutely no idea.
Pierre Omidyar. What animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Dog.
Incorrect. Horse. Worship of Krishna is observed by which religious faith?
Hinduism.
Correct.
$6,000.
What is the name of the largest ocean on Earth?
Atlantic.
Incorrect. Pacific Ocean. Who is the 30th Prime Minister of Australia?
Oh, wow.
Meg, bombed out.
Good.
$6,000.
In my defense, yesterday there were a lot more pop culture questions.
Yeah, but that's
the luck
of the draw.
This is how it works, though. Sometimes you get the easy ones, sometimes you get these ones.
Wow.
What'd you get? Eight?
No, $6,000.
Three right.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
Well, that confidence
has gone.
You know what? That sometimes when you're trying to get ready for something, You need like the boost of confidence, then you need to be chopped down a little bit so that you can build back up.
That's true. Well,
to the moon tomorrow.
Talk about that or crypto.
It's all money.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg, and Creamo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
Yeah, Married at First Sight is wrapping up very, very soon. Last night, tensions hit boiling point between Tamara and Brent. So basically what happened was they went on a really, really nice date on Sydney Harbour.
Lovely.
Brent took her out for a 3-course meal on like a yacht or a boat.
Beautiful yacht.
It was gorgeous. And then they got into a bit of an argument because she decided to call him egotistical. And then he's like, oh, what's going on? What, you know, why are you being this way? And she admitted she didn't really want to be there anymore.
She has never been truly attracted to Brent.
No.
He's a shorter guy.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, like, you know, he's not that short.
He's not that short, but her standards are high.
Especially when it comes to his job.
Yes.
So he works in hospitality.
Right.
He's an event manager, right?
Okay.
And she's constantly throughout the season made fun of him for so-called not having a career.
Yeah. And then she came out with this last night after they had their little bit of a blow-up.
I was disgusted hearing this, to be honest. We've got the audio. Let's roll it.
Hey, there you go. It gives me the shits. It does. It gives me the shits. This guy is so egotistic. Don't call me moody because I've got the shits. Because I've got a career to go home to, a dog and a house and stuff at home, like in Queensland. I've put a lot on the line to be here. I can't say the same for Brent. I really don't think he's given up really practically anything to be here. He's 33 years old and he has no idea who the f*** he is. He doesn't really have a career. He works in hospitality and he calls himself a restaurant expert or some shit like that. I'm sorry. You wait tables. And I'm not being rude about it, but that's what you do. Own it.
Oh.
What okay. a cow, man.
So he was in Dubai.
Yeah.
Doing restaurant work in Dubai and he moved back to Sydney at the start of the pandemic.
I'm sure he wouldn't get around saying, she's so egotistic.
Yeah.
You stupid idiot.
So clearly she's got a zero attraction to him, mainly, I reckon, because of his job.
Whenever I hear people judging somebody in a dating sense for their job, I think it's actually one of the lowest things you can do. I think, how dare you, like, sit in judgment of anyone else's journey.
Who's making a life for themselves, making a living.
Like, you work in an office. People have different perspectives of what success is to them. Who cares what anybody else thinks about your job? If you're satisfied within your own self at what you're doing, who cares? That's so bad. Look, she's bad news.
Okay, I'm gonna say something different here.
Okay.
Because I hear what you're saying, and I do think that you can, like, it's all right. Like, you shouldn't judge people day to day who you meet who have a different job to you. Everyone's working hard, right?
Yeah.
But when you are dating someone or looking for someone to date, I think it's okay to say no because of the job that they do, because you might not find that hot. Like, some just let me finish, right?
It's not about being hot, though.
Yeah, but you might not, if you're not attracted to someone for whatever reason, right? And I think job is one of those things. Then that's a legitimate reason not to want to date someone.
Okay, well, 13, 10, and 9, would you not date somebody because of their job? Creever, obviously you would probably turn someone down. Is there any particular jobs that...
No, not for me.
Not for you?
For me, it's fine.
Okay,
but what I'm saying...
If Emmy was a toilet cleaner, for
it
example.
Doesn't... That wouldn't bother me.
Well, you can't have it both ways.
No, yes, I can, because what I'm saying is...
The offense...
No, I'm saying it's fine for you to not find that person attractive because of their job. It's like a characteristic of their life.
Do you not think it's shallow?
Personally, I do, but I don't mind if someone else does.
And do you know what? I judge her judging others more than I would ever judge somebody for their job. Like, she should take a look in the mirror. That's the way she's getting around in life. Like, no wonder she's on MAFS and can't find a man, because she just sounds like a friggin'
high nightmare. Standards.
It's what do you think as a lady, like, we're hearing that? Like, another woman judging.
I don't like it. Because mainly because I would never judge someone for what they do for a living. You're trying to earn a living. You're trying to make your way in life. Never going to judge you for that.
Yeah, but you don't want to be... Imagine you get into a relationship and you're like, I hate that person's job. It's going to piss you off the whole time.
All right. 13, 10, and 9. Would you not date someone because of their job? Or do you think it's wrong to judge someone?
We've got Potted Potter tickets up for grabs as well. Best caller. Oh, man.
You two
What are we going to do? What are we going to do when maths finishes?
Yeah. No, nothing to talk about.
Yeah, following last night's episode of Married at First Sight, Tamara and Brent had a bit of a tip after what seemed like a very romantic date on Sydney Harbour, but turned into a bit nasty when she started calling him egotistical, and then she started basically criticising his job, saying, oh, you just wait tables, you don't really have a career, blah, 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 blah. It's been clear from the get-go she hasn't liked his job. Certain career path. So we're asking on 13, 10, and 9, would you not date someone because of their career, their job? Like,
well, like we just discovered, I just think it's so shallow.
Yeah.
I think what an unattractive quality for her to put out there on national television that she is so judgmental and so petty that she's had to embarrass this man who's obviously gone on his own career journey.
Yeah.
Mm. How dare she literally criticize so many people in this country that work in hospitality. I think you're low if you're judging somebody for their job. That's just me.
Yeah, my opinion is that if you find somebody's job attractive, that can be one of their... It's like a personality trait.
Yeah.
It's like a feature, right? And it's okay. For me personally, I don't think job is important.
Yeah.
But that's just me. But I get it that some people are like, oh, a doctor or a nurse or, you know, a driver or whatever. Oh, I love that. That's sexy. And that's okay to find that hot.
I have to admit, there are certain, like, jobs that I find sexy.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm not going to say no to someone purely because of their job.
Yeah, but if you met someone that did one of those jobs, is that not attractive? Fireman or whatever.
It's really hard because, as you said, it's attractive, but I'm not putting someone down because they work at a certain place or do a certain job. This is what she's doing, though. She's like, oh, well, he only works in hospitality. He's not good enough for me. That's the vibe that I'm getting from her.
I really do. I just think it's so bad. Let's get into the phones.
Yeah, let's do it.
Danielle from Metford is up first. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. Morning.
Hey, morning. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's okay to judge somebody because of what they do for their job?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. Give us your thoughts.
I'm in the dating pool at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been single for about 5 years now. And I think that just as long as someone has a job, then to me that is acceptable, because I have dated men in the past who didn't have jobs and I basically carried them financially.
Oh, but I understand what you're saying, but are you going to stop somebody else who finds certain jobs attractive from, you know, searching that out as a feature of their future lover?
I agree with Maddie. I think it's disgusting to judge someone on what they do for a career, because I actually work as a job placement consultant. So, you know, as long as people are working this day and age because of the pandemic, as long as someone's got a job in this day and age, people are putting food on the table. They're paying their rent. They're not homeless.
Yeah.
Do you know what as well, Crevo, and I don't know if you agree with me, Danielle, with this, but you're sitting there saying, oh, you know, she's just wants to date, like, somebody who has an attractive career. Yeah, we all think, oh, the hot nurse, the hot doctor, the hot tradie, I get that. Mm. But, like, I feel like the majority of people aren't getting around in life exclusively only wanting to date. Like, this is a fantasy. It's just throwaway stuff. If you're in the dating pool and you're actually meeting people all the time, I think it's just so low.
Well, look, yes, you might think that, but if somebody wants to date those people, who am I to stop them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's my point of view. Yeah. Anyway, we agree to disagree.
Robbie in Charlestown, give us your thoughts.
I think she's a cow.
she's been very, very judgmental from the start.
If I thought someone to say something like that, they are that shallow, they deserve to marry a film director.
And just, like, no respect for him as a person. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't... Basically, what she was saying in last night's episode was, I don't care about you. I'll go home to Queensland, probably the Gold Coast, unfortunately, but she looks like she's on the Gold Coast.
You're just generalising her house.
Yeah, I am, but, you know what, whatever. I'm petty.
Thanks, Robbie. It's Heidi up next. How are you doing?
Hey, Heidi, how are you?
Hello, Heidi.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, look, I think that she's just shallow. She doesn't deserve Brent whatsoever. I think he deserves way better than her. It doesn't come down to his job. I think it comes down to the fact that he doesn't earn enough money, and that, you know, what if he turned the tables on her and said he didn't like her job.
Yeah,
you know, 100%. Everyone is looking at him as an arsehole.
Absolutely, I agree. Thank you for your call. One last one. We've got Kyle on the line. Let's get the bloke perspective here. Kyle, good morning.
Oh, Kyle's gone.
Yeah, gone. What a shame.
Looks like a lot of people are very, very anti-judging.
Hey, look, maybe I'm by myself, but like I said, it's not my taste, but who am I to block other people's taste? And that's all I'll say.
We are blowing out time-wise. 7:54, birthday lotto is up next. Your chance to walk away with $475 today. What month are we looking for, please, Kruver?
August.
All right, if you're born in August, 13:10:09, we'll play next.
The Novos. Are you serious? I wish. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, we are giving away $475 this morning. If you were born, that's all you need to win the money. Yeah. August babies today. Let's meet our caller, please.
Yeah, that's right. It's Daniel from Brankston. He's a toll courier. His sister once locked him out of the house when he was on the beers, and he soiled himself. He needs to sort out some bills with the cash and maybe buy some new pants. Good morning, Daniel. How are you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
Really, really good. Now, tell us more of this story, because this is the sort of story that goes on this show.
Okay, so we were actually drinking in the shed and we had a few beers.
Mm-hmm.
I drank way too much that night. Everyone took off, thank God. I knocked on the door trying to get inside. My sister was still in the shed. I didn't notice, and she wouldn't let me in the house, and I actually crapped myself all down the actual front stairs.
Oh, my God.
You have to hose that thing off.
Hey, Daniel, did you make her clean it up? Or who cleaned it? You or her?
So, in the morning, I woke up and I found it all over me, still.
Oh,
so that it's all in the bed.
So it was all through my bed, all through the house, and all down the front stairs.
Hey, Daniel, do you know what? You're a legend for coming on and telling that story. Thank you, sir. Let's win you some money.
You in the money. No, it's not.
Have you drank again since?
Rarely.
One of the last times. Oh, and fair enough. God. That gurney had a workout that day, didn't it?
You deserve some money after that story. My God.
Good luck.
Okay, Daniel, were you born on the 7th of August?
No, the 11th.
Oh, so close.
You have no idea how much I would have loved to give you the money.
It would have been great.
Call the show anytime. Yeah.
Imagine that on the promo.
The Novos. Natty, Megan, Cremo. To wake you up. Together we can go wherever. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Anyone want $100,000? Of course you do. And that's why you need to get involved with our 100K wordplay. It's happening next. you know what to do. 13 10 09. This is your big chance. Come and train for free at EMF Fitness Center Katara, Saturday, April 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Can't emphasize enough how good EMF Fitness Katara are.
We're going to go check it out tomorrow.
That's right. They're the absolute best.
Yeah.
That's what I will say. But how would you like to win the money? This is your chance to get in the draw to play for it. 13 10 09.
We'll even throw on the 2 week trial then, so you can come and check it out for yourself.
Come and train for free.
We can say how good it is all we want.
Yeah.
But you got to come and check it out.
You got to try it for yourself.
The Novos. I'm shocked. Oh my God.
New FM's 100K wordplay.
I'm gonna do it again.
$100,000 is no joke. It's no game. Well, it is a game. It's a word association game, which is what you need to do if you want to get in the draw to play for it, right?
You're on fire today.
Yeah.
You've got like a fire in your belly.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, you know, because we're giving people a chance to play for big money.
To change their life.
Exactly.
I think this is one of the biggest prizes we've ever had on offer in a long time.
Yeah. Oh,
long time.
So good.
You need to get amongst it.
That's right. Let's meet a contestant to play.
Yes, we're going to Brandon in Curry. Curry, hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Do you play along with this at the moment?
Oh, whenever I'm in the car.
Whenever you're in the car. What's your success rate?
Maybe 50-50.
Yeah, that seems to be pretty average, like pretty common.
Okay, 50-50. I like those odds.
What are we going to spend this 100K on if we win?
I'm going to expand our business.
Oh, I like that. What do you do?
So we are showing, got carnival rides, amusement rides.
Nice.
Oh, how good. So 100K, what will that buy you in Carny World?
Oh, not a lot.
it'd be a part of a new ride, wouldn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah, I'm looking at a new ride. It's going to be about 130.
Oh, well, that's a good chunk of it.
So yeah, it will go towards that. Cool. We're also looking at buying a new truck. So
that at least pay for the truck.
Exactly.
Good stuff.
Nice. Good.
All right. Well, your word for today that you need to match with Maddie, myself, or Crevo is chili. So the thing you eat, chili. What do you associate with chili?
Well, the first two things that come to mind is hot or spicy. You have to choose the right one, don't I?
Well, it's up to you.
Pick what you think. Go with your heart.
So, I think I'm going to go with spicy.
You're going to lock in spicy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's do it. Looking for the word spicy. Brendan from Curry.
Funny enough, from Curry.
I did like that. Didn't even notice until just then.
Let's go me first up. Hot.
Oh.
Man.
Damn. Okay.
Meg, you're next.
Yep. Flakes. Chili flakes.
One more chance
here.
Love
chili flakes. All right, Crevo, what have you said?
We're looking for the word spicy to match with this today. Here we go.
Are
we
ready?
Let's hear it.
Pepper.
Oh no!
Oh, man. So sorry.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Still more chances to play, though. So you make sure you keep it here on your FM.
That's broken my heart.
All right, thank you.
Brandon.
Damn it.
I tried to give you a hint. I was like, which one?
Tried to, but we can't. God.
Right. Well, sorry, man.
Back after 11 with Jackson. Right exactly across right. The day. Oh, I feel so horrible. What's the goss up next with Jackson?
Yeah, let's chat about maths being under investigation also, too. And just like that.
I am so happy.
Is that under investigation?
I wish.
Crime against reboots?
Leave it alone. All right, details in minutes and
The Novos. Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
All right, hit me with the Jackson and just like that.
Oh, unfortunately, it's just coming back. Oh, my God. It has been confirmed that the Sex and the City revival, if you can call
lives
it that.
Another day.
I think they're doing, what's that, defibbing it still? At the hospital. Rigor mortis has set in, but they're still working on it. It's been renewed for another season. Yay!
Yay! I'm so happy.
You are. Look at you, thrilled.
This is the best news I've heard in so long.
Any news on whether Kim Cattrall's coming back?
Don't think that that's going to happen.
Yeah, she's out.
Why would she?
Yes. But how do you... Well, look, are they going to keep her in there? She keeps on texting from her wherever she is in the attic.
In London.
Sarah Jessica Parker's attic. That would bring her back. But hasn't Sarah Jessica Parker gone off for drinks with her in the final episode?
Oh, apparently, yeah. So in the last... I'm not doing spoilers, but...
Spoil it.
No.
Come on.
It's well over now.
I'm not going to be that person who
spoils
things.
People stream that thing like months ago,
and
right?
Just like that.
Sorry, Matty.
Spoiler alert. Meg's about to drop a spoiler. Yeah. If you don't want to hear it, turn the radio down.
Turn the radio down. So at the end, but basically she spreads Big's ashes and then...
He died.
Oh, my God. And then they text each other and she's like, we'll have drinks tomorrow. And then basically finishes
up. Also, did she have a permit from the... Parisian council.
I don't think you need a permit to spread ashes.
Spread ashes off a very famous bridge in
Paris. You probably do.
I love the little Eiffel Tower purse she carried in that too, by the way.
Look, I think you can do spoilers for And Just Like That. I mean, it spoiled 6 months of my life having to hear about it. I was excited for it to get cancelled. To be honest, Meg, no shade. I do like you as a person, but I was so excited to come on here and watch the goss and say, it's finally been cancelled.
You know what? You'll never get the glory of that.
I reckon you will.
Wait till season three.
You know what you're going to do? You know what you're going to do? When you go to LA, you're going to create a special once of What's the Goss.
I'll call it.
Just to call to tell me it's been cancelled.
I get a Skyrider across seeing it.
Thanks.
Done. MAFS under investigation.
Oh.
The New South Wales Police have confirmed that it will be investigating the nude photo scandal.
I heard her say that her friend sourced this image because they wanted to do some dirty work or get some dirt on me after everything that happened. Now, does that not sound like intent? Because I don't think she's hearing what she's saying. There's no one that can sit and watch that and not think it wasn't done with intent.
They will also be investigating the glass smashing incident, which Olivia didn't go to police until it aired, so I guess she was just concerned about how crap she looks in the public
eye. I think so.
So they're investigating both of them.
Really?
So Olivia and Dom.
Yep, and the network's been apparently asked to hand over footage. The cast are being interviewed. Do you know what? I think if you go on reality TV show, they have this big rule in the US. You can't sue and you can't call the police. It's actually in their contracts, and I think that's fair. Oh, God, don't...
Like, they have security and stuff at these events.
What these TV shows are for, do you know what I mean? I don't condone violence or anything like that, but if you smash a glass, you smash a glass. Do you know what I mean? No one got hurt.
Really interesting, this season of MAFS has been the most successful in maybe 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
People, I don't know what that says about us as a society, but we lap this stuff up.
Reunion episode, I think, is going to be big.
I think you're right. Like, people are just absolutely frothing this year.
Question. I know this debate's probably been done, but would you have, like, contact the police if you were Olivia with Dom smashing a glass? I don't think I would. It was kind of made out like Dom smashed it physically in her face, and she didn't.
No.
She smashed it on the table.
Yeah.
You're like you said, we're not condoning violence.
No.
It's rage, but, you know.
It's a bit of TV.
Egged on by the TV show.
That's right. And the people behind the scenes, maybe. I would never imply that without fully knowing what's going on.
But also, too, look, I'm going to call, like, MAFS contestants out right now. Stop being soft. You know what you're signing up to. It's like 20,000 seasons in, you know?
And they've all had a glass-smashing incident every year.
I have to deal with publicists because they go, oh, their feelings are hurt. You're too hard on them. Oh, they're not celebrities. Well, shut up. If you're not a celebrity, just continue to be a teacher or a driver instructor or whatever you are, just a bitch behind the scenes, and don't come on the radio, don't go on national TV, make a fool of yourself, an absolute ass of yourself, and then expect people to be nice to you.
Well, that happened with Selena with us. She went to Channel 9 over our show,
dobbed us in.
What did we do?
We've been naughty kids.
You just had a terrible phone line back.
She said, like, you're bullying her.
We hung up on you because we couldn't hear you.
Maybe you'll get investigated by the police.
Oh, maybe.
for hanging up on someone.
Oh, pink crime.
Oh, well, I'll be glad when it's over this year, to be honest.
It's time for a break.
Yep. What's after maths?
I don't know.
Lego Masters.
Coming soon to Channel 9.
We probably won't talk about that.
No.
No drama in that.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, he lost a brick, did he?
Yeah. Brickman cried again. Oh, dear.
Thanks, Jackson.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Creamo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Oh, Meg.
Yes.
Interesting news.
Yes.
I find this so weird.
I know.
Prevo officially now neighbours.
Yes. How exciting. Good. I got the text message this morning from my new potential landlord.
Is it now landlord?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't signed anything yet. So,
oh, yeah. Well, still
but
potential
I got the message saying
point.
It's a yes to this certain address. I'm not going to give the address out on air. But, yes.
Number two. No.
That's
we're going to be neighbours soon.
How good. You can.
I'm so excited.
You can just pop in.
Yeah.
Come around, use the oven when you want to.
Yeah, thank you.
I guess
the house I'm moving into doesn't have an oven.
Yeah. When you need to bake something, just let me know.
I get to come around and see Molly a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so excited about that. It's real. It's like really
Jess, bad. Question. You're like smirking in there. This whole team, right? Including Jackson. Who would you most want to live next door to?
Oh, don't make me do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to have an opinion and stuff.
I already know who it's going to be, but... It's going to be Jackson. Yes, there we go.
I feel like Jackson would annoy you, though.
I don't know.
Don't you think Jackson would stop me from napping?
He'd do a ding-dong ditch,
sure.
on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'd do a flaming dog poo bag on a Saturday night. No, I'm never home. I'd have such serious rules, too. I don't like to be disturbed in my downtime, so I'd be the fun one to live next to because I'd be MIA, but I'd also bring beers if I ever come over.
Best neighbour ever.
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
I do find it quite funny, though, because a lot of people did hit me up and go, why don't you just move in with Maddie? And I said, it's too much. But now...
We can't work together. This is what I said to people.
I'm like, but the next closest thing to that is living next door to someone.
Different when you're sharing a bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's a different whole situation.
Yeah.
Imagine we were together, Meg, from like 5:30 in the morning, 24/7.
I would... I'd feel so sorry for you.
I think I'll turn into a bit of a bitch, to be honest.
Like sometimes you already are a bit of a bitch. That's why I didn't want to move in with you.
I was going to say,
I'm lovely. 105 commercial free is up next.
I feel flattered.
Jeff, get lost, man.
Jeff. At Bastille.
Okay. You and Jess future. And your bloody
you
office
click.
Romance.
You
Jess
click.
Is my work wife.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw you guys doing some
questions. I feel so offended now.
I filmed you and Jess doing some questionable things on the CCTV in the hallway the other day.
Yeah, it's a lot of cuddling from behind sort of thing,
yeah,
isn't
you
it?
You were like full spread and moving back
massage.
And forth.
I will admit, it did look like airport strip search, didn't it?
Kesha.
And Young. How about some... Jax Jones as well.
Good day for music.
I'd be like Kesha to live next door to.
You are.
Wake up in the morning.
Feeling great? Is that how that song goes?
Feeling like P. Diddy.
There you go.
Smelling like a bottle of Jack. Breakfast. Brushing your teeth.
God. That sounds like a party.
This sounds like an average Friday.
Good luck, guys. Would I Lie to You is up next. I love this game. So this is how it works. Your job is to figure out which of Crevo or Meg is telling you a lie. They've both got an item and both are going to convince you that they have the real item. One of them has a fake item. Your job is to, I just guess, pick through the crap.
Yeah.
And find out who is telling the truth and who is telling a lie. Great prize today. A $100 voucher to spend at Singo's Butchery's Broadmeadow.
Very simple.
$100 worth of meat. If you want to play, 131009 is the number.
Wow. Let's go. Let's do
this. Who's telling a lie?
It's always me being truthful.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know those.
I like it.
gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Like You.
All right, it's Crevo versus Meg today. One person is going to tell you a big, fat, juicy lie right now, and the other one is going to tell you the truth. They're both holding an item. One of them is real, one is fake. Your job is to identify who has the real item. Playing for $100 Singo's butchery voucher today, which is great. Let's meet our caller first up today. It is Lisa from Mount Harton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa. You're a ray of sunshine, aren't you?
I've been up since quarter past six.
Oh, that's late. You're speaking to the wrong people there.
To be going, I'm early.
All right. Now, Lisa, you've played this game before. I'm sure you've heard it on the air. Tell me, are you usually good at picking who is telling the truth?
Oh, look, sometimes. Sometimes it's really hard, but, yeah, it depends on what the items are.
Okay, well, listening to the show, Crevo, Meg, who's the more trustworthy character, do you feel?
Meg,
definitely. Oh, Lisa.
All right, well, look, over to you. Let's go with Meg first up today. Do your pitch for Lisa, okay, please.
So the fact is we work in a radio station, yeah, lots of music stuff around. So I went and found a old cassette, like a blank cassette case. So there's no cassette in there. There's actually no artist information or anything like that.
There's a lot of holes in this story already. No. Just saying.
There's a lot of blank stuff around here. People used to record the tapes, the songs under the tape. So we'll do a bit of an open and close because obviously plastic. But what I want to do, actually, I want to open it and drop it so you can really hear that it is actually a blank cassette case.
Mm-hmm. All right, you've heard that noise. All right, Meg's...
Honest noise, Crevo.
I don't know, it's some sort... It's
you
like,
continue with your deceit then, okay? You
know, it's like a bit of Tupperware kind of thing or something Meg's got out of the kitchen. What I have is a K&N air filter out of a dehumidifier. So there's a dehumidifier in the other studio. I went down there and grabbed it. And just, you know, they just slip out of the side. So it's the little fin things are grey. Not too dusty, actually. I thought it'd be a bit dirtier being in here, but it's pretty clean. So that's what I have.
Well, that's funny, because when you walked out here earlier, you walked in the opposite direction of the studio. Oh. So I don't understand where you would have got that from, because there's no hidden studio down the other side.
All just lies. I've got the air filter. Do you want to hear what that sounds like when tapped upon the desk?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here. Listen carefully, right?
Yeah, that's just a roll of Gaffer tape.
Okay. I mean, believe who you want, but if you want the butchery voucher, you got to believe
Lisa,
me. It's up to you, though, totally,
you get
obviously.
A question for each of these guys. Question for Meg, please.
Okay, so you said it's a cassette case.
Yeah, so a blank one. There's nothing in it.
Likely story.
Oh, cassette tape case.
Okay.
A case.
Okay. Story changing.
So there's no paper in it or anything?
No, it's all been removed.
Where would that go?
Well, obviously, it's cassettes in the 90s. Come on, it's been 30 years since anyone's probably used this.
Okay.
Question for Crevo, Lisa.
So if I was to think of a size for this thing, would I be looking at like a saucer size?
No. It's rectangular.
Rectangular.
And it's probably 2/3 of an A4 piece of paper. Like, not quite
that's
as...
That's an odd measurement to have off
hand. I'm just telling you. Like, it's not quite as big, because 23, maybe 20 centimetres long and 21 wide or something. Not quite square rectangular.
All right, here we go. Meg versus Crevo. We need your decision, Lisa. Who is telling you the truth for $100 to spend at Singo's?
Now, remember, you said I was trustworthy, Lisa.
Yeah, but then you heard that BS cassette tape story.
No, I actually, I think Crevo today.
You think Crevo is telling you the truth?
Yes, I do.
Lock it in? Nah.
Sorry, I was lying to you, Lisa. I do just have a roll of gaffer tape.
Told you.
So good, though.
Oh, thanks.
You should have went with your initial instinct when I said, who is the more trustworthy?
Exactly.
Thanks,
sorry,
Lisa.
Thanks for hanging out with us anyway.
She was great.
Yeah, Lisa's great.
She thought I was trustworthy and then she did it back.
I didn't trust you in the end.
Birthday Lotto up next.
Yeah, that's right. So I've just spun the wheel and we are looking for people born in the month of October. 13-10-09. This is your chance at $475 up next.
Sonovo's. Wow.
Are you serious? I wish.
It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto.
Yeah, your chance of $475 right this second. October babies are the ones eligible right now. Let's meet our contestants.
Yes, so we're going to Brendan in Thornton. He's a courier driver, says he's a very bad liar, scared of heights, loves himself a Jack Daniels, and wants to spend the cash on a party with his mates or take the missus out for birthday dinner. Hello, Brendan.
Do the party.
Hey, going?
Hey. I love how you're tossing up whether to spend it on your mates or the missus.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know which one to choose. We'll see how we go.
I'm just going to say, from a woman's perspective, spend
it
on
mates. Oh,
no.
Don't get in the doghouse.
I got it wrong.
Don't get in the doghouse.
The doghouse is probably better.
Yeah. And guess where you're spending the
more
night?
More fun. Let's win you some money.
Oh, yeah.
I hope your mates are listening now. They'll expect the money.
You said
you'd take us out with you. You said we're having a pub night.
All right. Where are you born on the 22nd of October?
Oh, no, the 24th.
Oh, so close.
Wanted you to win.
Bugger. Sorry, and your mates are gone. Yeah, we're not friends with him anymore.
Brendan, who?
In the doghouse, no mates.
Back tomorrow with a cool $500. We are done. Out of here. Have a great day, guys. 105 commercial free is up next.
Yes. With...
Hello. She's on the Lollapalooza lineup, I see.
Oh, yeah? Is she?
Yes.
I don't follow her that closely. I do like this song, though.
It's great. From,
Euphoria.
Yes.
So good.
I like this.
I haven't heard this for a while, actually.
She is at Lollapalooza.
Had a rest.
Yeah. I like him at least.
Yeah. Revive.
I do a leap as well.
Do a la peep.
Yes, one more convert saying it that way. This is great.
You interrupted me.
One by one, we'll change every person in Newcastle.
Hey, another chance to play New FM's 100K Wordplay with Jackson after 11 o'clock this morning. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.